Hey everyone, ever feel like you want to, I don't know, connect with nature on a deeper level? Like more than just your typical weekend hike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, get this. We found this podcast episode and it's all about these like sacred practices for honoring nature.
Oh, wow.
And it's not just, hugging trees or anything. It gets way more interesting.
Okay.
Like we're talking rituals, ceremonies, even like a full moon water blessing.
Really? That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, right. It's like taking things to a whole other level.
So, what exactly are these practices all about?
Well, it seems like it's about realizing that we're not separate from nature, but like a part of it.
Right, that makes sense. We
Yeah,
often forget that.
totally. And that's where this idea of grounding comes in.
Grounding.
Yeah, like literally connecting to the earth's energy. Have you ever heard of that?
I have. But I've always wondered, like, what's the actual science behind it?
Me too. It sounds kind of out there, but apparently there's research that shows that being in direct contact with the earth can actually affect us physically.
Interesting. Like, how?
Well, they found that grounding can reduce inflammation, help you sleep better, and even like lower your stress hormones.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Right. It's like plugging into the earth's natural energy field.
And just rebalancing our own.
Exactly. I've actually tried it a few times, just standing barefoot on the grass.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I do feel more centered afterwards.
Like more calm.
Yeah, exactly. All the mental noise kind of just fades away.
I could see how that would be really beneficial,
It
especially
was.
these days when everything's so hectic.
Totally. And the best part is, it's so easy to do. Even just a few minutes a day can make a difference.
So we're not talking about hours of meditation or anything.
Nope. Just a little bit of time connecting to the earth.
I like that.
It's funny. I was reading that some cultures actually have entire rituals built around this whole grounding thing.
Really? Like what?
I'm picturing like ancient ceremonies where people are, intentionally connecting to the earth's energy.
It makes you realize how much we've lost touch with that in modern society.
Absolutely. It's like we're rediscovering this ancient wisdom.
So we've talked about grounding ourselves. What other ways can we honor nature?
Well, what if we could create a special space in our homes, like a sanctuary dedicated to nature?
A sanctuary? I like that.
Yeah, it's called an earth altar. Basically, it's a physical representation of your connection to nature.
Like a mini shrine to Mother Earth.
Yeah, kinda. I'm picturing crystals, flowers, maybe a little fountain.
Sounds pretty, but what do you actually put on it?
It's really up to you. Any natural elements that resonate with you?
Like what?
Stones, shells, feathers, even pieces of mood you find on a walk.
I see. So it's very personalized.
Exactly. You can even add things with special meaning to you.
Like a photo of your favorite place in nature.
Yes. Or a memento from a trip that was really meaningful.
So it becomes a visual reminder of your connection to nature.
And a way to honor it, too.
I like that idea. It's like having a little piece of nature right in your home.
Exactly. Okay, ready for something even more mystical?
Okay, hit me.
Full moon water blessing.
Whoa.
The
I
moon.
know, right? I've always been fascinated by the moon's energy. And this seems like a beautiful way to tap into it.
I can see that, but how does it work?
Well, from what I understand, you basically take a bowl of water
Okay.
and you put it under the light of the full moon.
So it's soaking up those lunar rays.
Exactly. And as the water sits there, you can speak your intentions into it.
Intentions.
Yeah, like expressing gratitude for nature, asking for guidance, or just basking in the moon's energy.
That's pretty powerful.
Right. I can just picture myself standing there under the full moon.
Whispering your hopes and dreams into this bowl of water.
Yes, it's such a beautiful image. But what do you do with the water afterwards?
Well, you can drink it, use it to water your plants, or even add it to your bath.
Really?
Yeah, the idea is that the water becomes infused with the moon's energy.
Carrying with it your intentions.
Exactly. So you're basically integrating that lunar magic into your life. Wow, I love that. Okay, so we've grounded ourselves, built an altar, and blessed some water. What else can we do to deepen our connection with nature?
Well, have you ever like wished you could draw strength from a tree?
Oh, totally.
You know, that feeling of being rooted and unshakable?
Yeah, I get that.
That's kind of what this next practice is all about, the Tree of Life meditation.
Okay, I love meditations with visualizations. What do you do?
Basically, you find a quiet place in nature, ideally with your back against a tree trunk.
Makes sense. Getting all cozy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then, as you close your eyes, you start picturing yourself becoming the tree.
Whoa, becoming the tree.
Yeah, like your feet extend down into the earth, turning into roots that anchor you.
Okay, I can kind of see it.
Your spine lengthens, strong and steady like the trunk. And your arms reach up, kind of like branches soaking up the sunlight.
I'm already feeling more grounded just thinking about it.
Right, it's amazing. And then as you breathe, you visualize drawing energy up from the earth through those roots and releasing any tension out through your branches.
It's like a natural energy exchange.
Exactly. You're left feeling so refreshed and revitalized.
No, it's true. We're not that different from trees. We're all connected.
Absolutely. Part of this big web of life.
Speaking of interconnectedness, what about that practice of honoring the four elements?
Oh, yeah. The earth, water, fire, and air.
The building blocks of, well, everything.
It's really about recognizing and appreciating them in our lives because honestly, we're constantly interacting with them.
Whether we realize it or not.
Exactly. So it's a good reminder to be mindful of their presence.
So, how do you actually honor each element?
Well, for Earth, you might just hold a stone in your hand, feel its weight and solidity, thinking about, how the Earth provides for us.
And what about water? I'm always drawn to water. It's so calming.
You could like cup some water in your hands, feel its coolness, thinking about how it cleanses and purifies us.
Makes sense. What about fire? I always think of fire as this transformative energy.
Yeah, totally. To honor fire, you might light a candle, just gaze at the flame, appreciate that light and warmth it brings.
Okay, and lastly, air. It's funny how we can so easily forget about air, even though we literally need it to live.
Right. So simple, but so vital. For air, just take a nice deep breath. Feel that air entering and leaving your lungs.
If it's windy, even feel the wind on your skin. We're all breathing the same air.
It really puts things in perspective.
It is amazing how much we rely on those elements for, well, everything.
It really is. And this practice, honoring them, it's such a great way to just cultivate gratitude for nature.
And it's something you can do anywhere, anytime.
Exactly. Just tune in to the elements around you. Appreciate them.
You know, going through all these practices from grounding to the moon blessings, honoring the elements, it makes me realize that honoring nature isn't always about these huge gestures, you know?
Yeah, it's more about cultivating that mindset of respect, appreciation for everything.
Exactly. Even just taking your shoes off, feeling the grass between your toes, or pausing to listen to the birds sing.
Those little moments can be really powerful if you let them.
But there's one more practice we haven't talked about yet that has this lasting impact, not just for ourselves, but for the planet.
Planting a tree, right?
Yeah. There's something so symbolic about it. It's like this act of faith in the future.
Definitely. It's a powerful way to connect with the cycle of life and death, recognizing that we're part of something so much bigger than ourselves.
And you're not just creating something beautiful, you're creating a home for wildlife, you're cleaning the air, you know, helping the planet be healthier.
All those things. It's amazing.
I remember planting a tree with my family when I was a kid. It was this tiny sapling. But we watered it, took care of it, and over the years, I watched it grow taller than our house.
Wow, that's a beautiful memory.
It really was. It just shows how powerful that act of planting a tree can be.
It leaves a legacy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you're creating something that's going to be around long after you're gone.
It's a beautiful way to make your mark on the world.
You know, it's really amazing how these practices can be so profound.
They really are. It's not just about connecting with nature, it's about connecting with ourselves.
With something bigger.
Slowing down, paying attention, appreciating how connected everything is.
And remembering that we're not separate from nature, we are nature.
We are the earth, the water, the fire, the air.
We are the trees, the mountains, the rivers, the oceans.
We're all part of this amazing web of life. And when we honor nature, we're honoring ourselves.
So as we start to wrap things up here, I'm curious, which of these practices resonated with you the most? Which one are you feeling drawn to?
Maybe it's that grounding practice, finding time to connect with the earth's energy, or creating a sacred space with an earth altar.
Or even planting a tree, leaving a legacy behind. Whatever it is, we encourage you to explore. Discover for yourself the power of honoring nature.
And there's so many other ways to connect with nature out there too.
Oh, for sure.
So many ways to find inspiration and peace in its beauty.
It really is like opening this whole new door to the world. You know, it's funny, as we've been talking about all these practices, it's made me think about how honoring nature can also be about those everyday moments. You know, the things we usually take for granted.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like just being aware and grateful for those little connections.
Absolutely.
Every time we take a deep breath, we're connecting with the element of air. Every time we have a glass of water, we're experiencing the life-giving force of water.
Right.
Every time we walk on the ground, we feel the earth's stability. It's almost like a mindfulness practice, but with nature as the focus.
Totally. Noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin, hearing the wind rustle through the leaves, even just smelling the earth after it rains.
Those little things can be so grounding,
yeah.
So restorative. So in addition to all these amazing rituals, what if we also focused on those simple ways to honor nature every day?
I love that. It's about making reverence for nature a part of everything we do.
Not just something we do, you know, once in a while. And who knows, maybe all those little moments of awareness and appreciation will lead us to even deeper connections, like to experience even more of nature's magic.
That's a beautiful thought.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive for today.
Yeah. Until next time, may you find wonder and connection in every interaction you have with nature.
Big or small, happy exploring.